Welcome back, everybody. Welcome
back. Yes, welcome back. What's up? Hey, baby.
Hey, honey.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Let's do this, man. We're back. We're back in the building.
Yes, we are.
Man, I'm so excited.
I am too.
Are you?
Let's get it.
Let's get it then, baby. This is the Say What, Say Hayes podcast, man.
Yes.
We are excited to be back in front of you. My name is Derek.
And I'm Delina.
And we are the Real Hayeses. Man, let's get into this, babe. What's going on?
What's going on, boy?
Man, we back in this, boy.
That's episode 4. You know, episode we want to give thanks to you guys again.
Yes.
Each and every week, you guys, each and every day,
yeah.
You guys are showing us love. We appreciate all of the likes, you know, subscriptions,
yes.
Notifications.
Downloads, all download. That stuff.
It's been amazing.
It's been
we
amazing.
Are closer and closer to our 1,000 followers in less than a month, which is pretty dope.
Yep.
And we thank you. We give
thanks.
We
thank you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We do.
Man, thank you guys. We appreciate it, man. So please continue to like, subscribe, and share. If you're enjoying our content, man, we are excited to bring this content to you.
Yeah.
You know, and man, our podcast was just created for you.
Yes.
Why? Because we believe that Black love,
Black marriages,
and Black relationships do exist, and they deserve to be talked about,
showcased,
and celebrated.
Yes.
Through faith, family, and fun. So let's get into this, man. Episode 4. Let's go, baby.
Yes. Episode 4. We are ready for holiday traditions, guys.
Yes. Holiday traditions.
Yes. Let's talk about that.
Man. Tongue twisted. Holiday traditions.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's sip on this tea, baby.
Let's sip on the tea, baby. Go ahead. Let's do this.
So when most people hear holiday, you know, it makes them think of people, shopping, sales, and all that jazz,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
But truthfully, many holidays are becoming commercialized, and traditions have become trivialized.
Mm.
However, we believe that traditions matter.
Yes.
So let's hop on that and sip this tea, baby.
Let's
so
sip on some of this tea.
Let's talk about why traditions do matter.
Wow. What let's do you see. Think? Man, one of the most important aspects of holiday traditions, you form traditions based on those around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are different based on one's childhood. However, there are many universal traditions that people share no matter what. For example, for many people, New Year's Eve is a time for reflection on all that has happened during that year. And it also is a time to set goals for the new year. The practice of traditions is very popular and key to our sense of belonging, right? Mm-hmm. Traditions helps us to feel like we belong in the world where we come from. And if we live somewhere else, right, somewhere else. It also helps us to fit in when we've always been in the same place. It also provides a sense of belonging for those who may feel like an outsider.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For me, you know, I believe that traditions bring families together,
mm-hmm.
And helps you also to be able to reconnect with friends.
Right.
You know, they reinforce freedom.
Yep.
They reinforce faith. And value of being selfless. You know, many people can be quite selfish in this world. However, you know, having those traditions makes one and forces one to become a selfless individual, which I think is very important. You know, I love an opportunity to be able to give back and to be able to help someone in need. And traditions actually provide a sense of belonging to our lives. So. Yeah. Traditions can be pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. I think there's a lot, right? And everybody comes from, you know, some form of background of raising where, you know, they practice most of the traditional things, you know, and it does give you that sense of belonging.
It does.
You know,
it does.
And it shapes you, right? You know, as we get into, you know, more and more content tonight, we'll be able to talk about how it shapes us and what we want to do for the future.
So what family traditions have impacted you, whether positive or negatively?
Wow. Positive, negative. Let me see. The most family traditions that have impacted me positively growing up were the CME holidays, right? Mm. Those are the Christmas, yes. Mother's Day, and Easter holidays, world, right?
Yes.
On Christmas, we would visit and spend time over my father's parents' house, or my grandparents' house on my father's side. Easter was big. Man, mm-hmm. we'd get suited and booted. I mean, my auntie has some pictures of my brother and I, man. We were all suited up. And we would take a picture on this white rock that my grandfather had, a big old white rock on his front lawn. He would paint every year. And we would be sitting up there with our leg up, you know, looking like Captain Morgan taking a picture, you know. So those are some of the holidays that impacted me that I have fond memories of, you know. In turn, I never had a tradition that affected me negatively. But what I would say is that I wish probably my father was around more, you know, based off of his decision of the religion of choice that he selected and he practices. He wasn't around on the holidays.
Okay.
You know, so I can't recall a holiday where I remember my father being around. But I think that probably would have done more for me growing up if he was around. And also just, you know, developing that relationship and stuff like that with my brother and I. Okay. So. Yeah. What about you?
Well, growing up, we would always go to my grandma and grandpa's house for Christmas, as well as Thanksgiving. You know, Christmas Eve, we would everybody would get together. We would decorate the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents would get the largest Christmas tree that they could find. And that's when all of the family gathered together. It was amazing times. You know, I can even recall my grandpa dressing up as Santa Claus, right. And, you know, coming down the stairs, looking just like Santa Claus.
Right.
And that was, you know, the foundation, I think, for me, for my boys. Thanksgivings were always huge. You know, everybody went to grandma and grandpa's house, and that's right. just what right. it was. Yeah. And everything you could think of was there. There was nothing that wasn't available for you to eat and have fun, you know, with all your cousins, you know. I remember sitting at the little kids' table at one point in my life and then being, you know, graduated to the adults' table. So, yeah, Easter's for us, I think, were huge, too. We would get together and do Easter egg hunts at grandma and grandpa's house. And we had a special rock in the front yard also, which is what's so funny.
Wow.
In the corner of of the yard at the front of my grandparents' house, there's a rock that we would stand on to take pictures in the corner of the fence, which was just crazy. But yeah, great, great memories, great, great traditions, things that I definitely miss.
Yeah.
And laid the foundation for me with my kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. 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 So what are some of your favorite holiday songs? If we can get into some holiday songs.
Yes. Favorite holiday songs.
Yeah. I mean, I can remember, honestly, man, do I have any favorite? I mean, it was just so many, right? But what's coming off the top of my head right now is the 12 Days of Christmas, right?
Okay.
You know, Jingle Bells, okay. You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know, the Jackson Fives. I saw Mama kissing, you know,
Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's stuff like that. My uncle, man, you know, used to listen to albums, used to listen to them old, what would they call them? The small albums back in the days. Not the LP, the big ones, but the small little, I can't think of the name of the small albums, but he would be playing them small little albums, you know, on my dad's, granddad's record player in the basement, popping his fingers, man, real loud. That was just my uncle, you know, in the basement. So, yeah.
Man, listen, music, you talking about the Jones, the Enid Jones family? I mean, music is everything for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we grew up to Motown Christmas, Bing Crosby, you know, we, you know, the California Raisins albums, like,
wow.
That's yeah, the real, yeah. You know, and the holiday season in itself is like my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
For various reasons, you know, it brings families together. I love the closeness of it. And, you know, the music is important, man. Like, music and movies.
Right, right.
This time of year, who wants to go outside?
Right. Especially nobody. It's cold, especially here in Michigan. Right?
Man, I know I don't. I like to be cuddled up in front of the fire, you know, snacking on some zoom, wham, and just chilling and enjoying, just looking at the trees. And I mean, y'all, our tree's been up since October.
Yeah, it's dope though. I love it, man.
Yes, I like to change through the seasons. Yep. And we've got some other things we're working on, but yeah, this is my favorite time.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So let's see, we're talking about traditions. We're talking about favorite songs. Now, what traditions would you like to continue to create? Right. Oh, you know what? Before we get to that, let's talk about movies. Favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go first. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? I don't have a favorite, guys. I don't.
Okay.
I don't have a, I mean, there's no way to have a favorite. Yeah. I remember watching, I have favorite moments in watching movies. You know, during the holidays, we would all gather upstairs with our grandpa and watch movies in his room with him. We couldn't talk, but, and I got a few cousins that's probably hollering right now, and my siblings are hollering right now, but don't say a word. You just come in here and you can watch this movie.
Right,
But we loved it. It's so crazy. We love to just do that, right? But we had, we would watch Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Like, what? Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. Come on, y'all. Yeah,
them
like,
some dope
like,
cartoons.
Come through. Like, yeah, and that's something that, you know, I also kept and continue to do with my boys growing up.
Right.
And we would have movies, you know, movie nights and just veg out and kick it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, man, I can name some. Wow, how about the Home Alone series?
Oh, yeah.
Macaulay Culkin,
classic.
Right? Classic. Again, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and, you know, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you know.
One of my favorites, too. Yeah.
Charlie Brown. Man, there's just a, you know, oh, the classic, The Christmas Story. You're going to shoot your eye out. You're going to shoot your eye out. You know, so those were great movies, man. Yes. I can recall watching over my grandmother's house and grandfather's house. And, you know, we watched growing up as well. And then, you know, with our kids, too, my babies when they were smaller. Man, it's just so many, right, you know, throughout the years. But those were some memorable ones, man, for us, you know, growing up.
So, I'm going to piggyback to your question then. What traditions would you like to continue or would you like to create moving forward?
Right. Well, now that, you know, the kids are older, right, and I don't have any grandbabies yet, right, knock on wood, you know, whether it be with our kids coming home to visit. I mean, last year, you know, we did the cookies and we dressed up in our little Christmas pajamas and stuff, man, and just had played games and watched TV and just kind of had a good time. I'm really looking forward to traveling during the holidays with you.
Yes, me too.
Yes,
you just about to traveling be in the wind. Kids going to be like, where y'all at?
Just discovering new places, learning new cultures, you know, around the holidays. And you know, I'm just really looking forward to just creating those memories with you, you know.
Okay.
So those are some things that I'm looking forward to.
Get into it, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for me, I like the fact, you know, that we all got together last year and really enjoyed ourselves. I know that all of the kids are now grown. And doing their thing. So, you know, at this, you know, day and age, we may not get that because everybody's doing their own thing. But I think, you know, for the moments when they can stop in, you know, I would still like to see them, you know, when we can during the holidays and just be able to just enjoy one another, you know, watch movies, just have a good time with them and love on them while we can and while we have them, right?
Absolutely.
But set aside from that, yes, I do want to you know, travel the world with you and just enjoy us, yes. right? And just bask in us and love and life. And sending these kids postcards, let them know right. where we at.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the same, man. Y'all gonna have to GPS us.
Right.
GPS us. Track our locations, man.
Good luck, too.
Right, because we're gonna
be off the radar.
Right. So I'm excited about it. Man, so, you know, takeaways, right? You know, I think, you know, people all over the world celebrate in their own way. But what is most commonly or common in celebrations that are traditional in their culture, you know? Traditional celebrations are one of the most significant parts of human history, and they have been shown to reduce stress.
Yes.
Right. Increase mental well-being and increase physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For example, staying up late on Christmas Eve is a tradition that has been passed down for generations.
Yes.
Right. You know, opening up your gifts, you know, the day before. You know, Christmas, you know, doing it at night. So then on Christmas Day, you know, you're visiting your family and you can really just enjoy the time of just hanging out, laughing, celebrating.
Yes.
You know, being around family. Tradition celebrations help people feel more connected to their community.
Mm-hmm.
They can even help them find ways with coping with difficult situations. Right. I think being around family, because, you know, if you lost someone throughout that year,
absolutely,
you know, being around your family helps heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can laugh and cry and talk about the loved ones that you lost in the past and stuff. So
you can just also catch up, right? Yeah. If you haven't had any, you know, special moments with them throughout the year.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And then some instances, it's just the outlet too.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you just want to just kind of just share your thoughts and just woosah.
Yes.
You know, coming off of work, depending on your line of work, you know, taking a vacation around that time. I know for me, being in education, the holidays is a great time to just woosah. You know, being away from other people's children all the time. Now you get to be around your family and just hang out and, you know, just detox, man. So I'm looking forward to the up and coming holiday, you know, as well as all the holidays.
Yes. And this year we are actually going to incorporate another holiday that mm-hmm. I celebrate. And have been celebrating for a long time now, and that is Kwanzaa. And my husband is open to learning about Kwanzaa.
Yes.
Which is awesome. You've got a lot of marriages that don't believe in the same things. However, they find some common ground and understanding. But, you know, my husband is open to learning about it.
Yes.
And interested in it. So
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, you know, you kind of hit on some of it last year.
Yes.
So I'm excited about jumping into it and learning more, you know, trying new things. Because again, I'm getting up there in age.
Mhm. Not you.
Age. Yes. Don't let the young look fool y'all.
I know that's right, baby. You better tell them, boy.
No, but I'm excited. You know, I'm excited because, like I said, those are the things that I want to experience with you and enjoy, you know, learning different cultures. You know, we got a lot to celebrate this year, you know, the holidays and stuff. And then we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary, too, as
yes,
well.
Yes, we are. So 1 year wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So.
And almost 2 years together.
I know. Wow.
What you talking about?
And a lifetime to go.
Yes, it's flown by.
It has flown by, yes. But I'm excited, man. The holidays is here.
Yes.
Man, you know, we did share the information. You know, so again, guys,
make sure you get your stuff in.
Yeah, make sure you get your stuff in because we do want to sponsor a family.
Yes.
This year. So if you have someone in mind that might need a little extra help, you know, the Real Hayes is going to do that.
Yes. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
Give back, baby. Give back. Thanks.
Give back, man. So, hey, man, listen, in your comments, talk about, you know, some traditional things that you guys do. you know, around the holidays, man. Let's continue to celebrate each other. Let's talk about, you know, this black love, black relationships, yes, and black marriages, and how we can continually promote, you know, positiveness around the holidays. You know, holidays can be some depressing times for a lot of people, you know, but what are you going to do during this holiday season to just show your thankfulness, you know, yes, for the upcoming Thanksgiving celebration? You know, there's a lot of things we can put into our description, you know, things you can do.
Yes.
I know there's some things that we want to do around this time, which just really shows our love and compassion towards other.
Yes, absolutely. We really want to encourage you guys to, you know, pay it forward. For those who are able to, those who aren't, we completely understand. But paying it forward doesn't always have to cost anything. Your act of kindness, just sheer acts of kindness, can go a long way. Just telling somebody, you know, that their hair is nice, or, you know, that you appreciate, you know, how nice of a person that they were, you know, in helping you to do something, can go a long way for a person. You never know what somebody is going through and what their storm is. So, you know, make sure that you're giving back in some form or fashion, which doesn't always have to be monetarily.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to be the first to give back something right now. I'm going to share with my beautiful wife why I'm thankful for her. This is off the cuff. You know?
Why are you thankful, baby?
I'm thankful for you because you are a powerful black woman.
Thank you.
Period. You are Wonder Woman. You are amazing. You're thoughtful. You are loving. And I said it before, you've loved me like I've never been loved before. And I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for your boys. I'm thankful for how they love you. You know, how you've raised them to be strong black men in this world. And I'm thank honored you. To be your husband.
Oh, thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
I'm honored to be your wife.
Oh, thank
you. Make you, this thing easy.
Oh, thank you, do. You baby. Thank
give me a kiss.
No, oh, I'll give you
some. I want a kiss. Get off this. Back up off us.
Right. So, but yeah, man, do that, guys. Do that to your loved ones, man. Just share why you're thankful for them when yes. you guys get together for this holiday, because it goes a long way. Give your flowers now.
Life is short, guys. Life we all short. Know it.
Yes.
We all know it.
Listen, man, we are thankful for you.
Yes.
Right? This is episode 4 of the Say What, Say Hayes podcast, man. And Moon, man, we just... Man, we are excited, man, for what God is doing.
Yes,
we thank you for tuning in, man. Let me give you
yes.
you guys your applause right now, man. Thank you for tuning in again. Continue to like, subscribe, and share if you're loving our content. You know, enjoy the holidays coming up, man.
Yes.
Be thankful. Get around your family.
And, love on your family.
Love on your family, man. Cook some good food. We need to talk about traditional foods. What
they
happened?
Ain't ready for all that.
They ain't ready for all that, man. We going to get it in, guys. We going to have a mixture of vegan food with traditional food yeah. and things like that.
We're going to have it all.
We're going to have it yes, all, man. So yes. We're going to take some pictures, and we might do a little small video or something like that, too, this week. So, yes. again, thank you for chiming in.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. From the real Hayeses
yes.
to you.
All right.
Let's give another round of applause.
Peace, guys.
Peace.